Justin Rogers Sports Podcast live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Justin Rogers Sports Podcast, as introduced by my amazing, one-of-a-kind girlfriend, Mavi Arias, the ever-so-talented Mavi Arias. Thank you for that introduction. On a more serious note, though, I actually wanted to start this podcast off on a little bit of a somber note, as tragedy struck the NFL with the death of former running back Joe McKnight. He was shot down in an apparent road rage incident in a suburb right outside of New Orleans, Louisiana. Joe McKnight, for those of you who don't know, he was a standout running back at USC, and he was taken by, he was taken in the fourth round by the Jets back in 2010. Ended up playing 3 years for them, played in 39 games, had 505 rush yards, and then 241 receiving yards to go along with that. And he's even considered one of the top kick returners in the NFL back in the 2011-2012 season. After that, though, he was released in 2013. He signed with the Chiefs the following year for 2 games, and I believe he had 2 receiving touchdowns before he was ultimately released. And then more recently, he played in 5 games this year in the Canadian Football League for the Edmonton Eskimos and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Wow, that's a mouthful to say. But anyways, yeah, he played most recently in the CFL. He obviously, I'm not sure if it was their offseason or what, because forgive me, but I'm not too familiar with the Canadian Football League. But anyways, he was back in his home state of Louisiana, I believe even his hometown. So what ended up happening, apparently, is Joe McKnight and Ronald Gasser, the man who fatally shot McKnight, were involved in some kind of road rage incident. Someone cut off the other driver, and next thing you know, they were shouting at each other, and Ronald Gasser shot McKnight 3 times, and apparently after shooting him, he was standing over Joe McKnight as he was laying in the middle of the road, and apparently said, "I told you not to mess with me." Those weren't the exact words used, but I'm keeping it light on here. I'm keeping it G-rated. So he said something of that notion. I'm sure you can put 2 and 2 together. But anyways, that's apparently what he said. I don't know exactly for sure if that's what he said. That'd be intense. I mean, obviously, what transpired just happened recently, so there aren't a ton of details yet that have emerged, just the very basics so far. And as of right now, Gasser is in police custody, so that's always a good thing. We'll see exactly what transpired between that event within the coming days and coming weeks. So I'm interested to see how that turns out. I mean, it seems like a pretty point-blank, cut-dry case. I mean, you have a guy who murdered someone, turned himself in, he stayed on the scene, and was arrested. So, seems pretty straightforward at this point. But who knows? You never know with these things. So, yeah, that's some really sad news that struck the NFL today. I know a lot of players were tweeting about it, a lot of former USC players, a lot of former teammates of Joe McKnight's. Most notable was like Reggie Bush and players of that nature who, like I said, went to USC back in the day. So very sad news. I really don't like reporting sad news, but I feel like that's something that needed to be brought up and needed to be addressed. I remember I recorded a podcast when Jose Fernandez, the pitcher for the Marlins, was tragically killed, and I remember I sounded really somber and really sad overall during that podcast. And it might have even have come off like that I didn't care to podcast today, or that my heart wasn't really in it, so I didn't really want to emulate that or send off that message again with this reporting of this tragic death during this podcast. But it is, although it's hard to talk about, it's something that I feel really needs to be addressed. And even though Joe McKnight wasn't actively in the league, he's definitely a player that a lot of other NFL players have grown to like, and this really hit hard for the NFL community. So, very tragic news out of the NFL today. I kind of want to switch gears a little bit right now and talk a little bit about the 49ers and their game last week against the Dolphins, because I feel like I just haven't really talked about the Niners that much this season. There's not really much to talk about. It's kind of hard when your favorite team is one of the worst teams in the NFL. It kind of makes me wonder how any podcaster that's a Browns fan has felt for the last number of years, because honestly, it's hard as a Niners fan, but it's definitely something that is still intriguing to me in some strange way. Even though they're absolutely terrible, I still feel like I should report on them, and I feel like I actually want to report on them. Obviously, the Niners lost another game this last week, their 10th straight loss in a row to the Miami Dolphins. This one, though, this was a different kind of game. The Niners were actually competitive throughout the entirety of the game. They only lost by 7 points. They lost by a score of 31-24. With that loss, like I said, 10 straight, they fall to 1-10 on the year, so not a great season by any means. One of the worst seasons in 49ers history, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, how could they have had much worse teams than this? I mean, they've only won one game so far, and their defense is absolutely atrocious, and their offense has no pieces to it. So yeah, it's just bad all around, really bad. But in this game, is a little bit of a different story. They didn't play absolutely terrible. Colin Kaepernick was 29 for 46 throwing the football. He threw for 296 yards and 3 touchdowns. I believe he had 1 interception, if I'm not mistaken. But he also had 10 carries for 113 yards. He was their leading rusher for the game. Carlos Hyde had 13 carries for 65 yards. And in addition to that, he had 30 receiving yards for a touchdown. So he also had a solid game, which is a pretty, it's a good sign, because Carlos Hyde is someone who, when he's been healthy, he's been a solid running back, but that's the key word, is when. He's missed a ton of time over the last 2 seasons as a starting running back, and he's really raised a lot of questions if the Niners should continue going with him forward. Obviously, he's still under his rookie contract, and I foresee him being a Niner running back for at least the next couple to next few years. It's just a matter of if he can continue to get healthy and just find a stretch where he can stay on the football field for an elongated period of time, because once the injuries start racking up, he's not getting any younger. It's only going to continue to grow harder for him to come back. So hopefully he'll be able to stay healthy and he won't undergo further injuries, especially any serious injuries. Other news throughout the game for the 49ers, Garrick Selleck and Torrey Smith each caught a touchdown. Those were the other 2 touchdowns thrown by Colin Kaepernick. For the Dolphins, Ryan Tannehill went 20 of 30 for 285 yards, threw for 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. I believe that's back-to-back solid games for Ryan Tannehill, if I'm not mistaken. I think he led them on a comeback the week before. I'm sorry, I don't have the notes from that. I'm just kind of going off what I remember. So, I don't know. But another news for the Dolphins, Kenny Stills had 3 receptions for 72 yards and a touchdown. Jay Ajayi, who's actually one of my fantasy running backs, he had 18 carries for 45 yards, and then he had one touchdown. So the second year back is definitely showing why he's become the starter for the Dolphins. He's had a pretty solid year all around. I remember he was going, he had like a stretch going where he had, I think he had like back-to-back 200-yard rushing games, and he was phenomenal in the weeks after. This was actually pretty disappointing as a fantasy owner for Jay Ajayi, and especially after all the previous running backs have pretty much ran wild against the 49ers. I was really expecting him to at least have 100 yards rushing. That's seemingly been the consistent trend against the 49ers. The 49ers have pretty much made like the most average running backs look like Hall of Famers. I'm not even kidding. I'm trying to think at the moment like who some of those running backs are. One of them was Mark Ingram, the running back for the Saints. He hadn't done anything to that point in the season for the Saints. He was even benched. Like, he was literally benched the previous week, and he came off the bench for the Saints, and he ran for like 150 yards. So for Jay Ajayi to only run for 45 yards, that's pretty disappointing against a really lackluster 49ers defense. But I mean, he still had a touchdown. The Dolphins still won. So hey, who am I to talk, right? But like I said, this game was a really good game. Probably the first time since week one of the season that I actually got excited watching the 49ers in a game that I was actually watching with less than 2 minutes to go. Just because the Niners were in position to win, they held the Dolphins. They forced them to punt with 1 minute and 44 seconds remaining. They're down 7, and they started their possession at their own 38-yard line. And I remember at the time, just based on what the 49ers have been doing this season, I was originally kind of skeptical about it. I was like, I really don't think at all that they're going to march down and they're going to score and they're going to tie this game. But Colin Kaepernick has had a pretty solid game, and he had a solid game the week before too. He's really coming into his own so far. On this season, the wins don't show, and he's had his typical Colin Kaepernick times of inconsistency, but I feel overall he's actually been playing pretty solid of late in his value. I don't know if his value will be going up. I'd assume it's going up at least some to the point where a team will be calling about him the next offseason. But I mean, with the tools he has around him, he's playing pretty solid overall. He has 10 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions on the year. What's pretty bad is the 55.3% completion percentage. That's really bad for a quarterback. You want to at least be in the low 60s. But you got to keep in mind that he started out his first couple games only completing like 45% or like 50% of his passes, so it's gone up gradually. I think in his last like three or four games, something like that, he's been throwing with a 59% completion percentage, which is getting better, and it looks like it'll improve. I don't know how much, just because Colin Kaepernick is really not the same quarterback that he was. He doesn't have the same tools, he doesn't have the same offensive line. So I don't really expect his numbers to jump that much, but I'm fairly impressed with the 10 touchdowns and the 3 interceptions. He's also rushed the ball 46 times for 373 yards and 1 touchdown. That averages out to 8.1 yards per rushing attempt, which is actually a career high for him. I think up until now, his career high was like 6 per attempt, maybe 5. So he's actually running the best he's ever ran And I think that has to do with him feeling comfortable in Chip Kelly's offense and what that offense allows for him. But anyway, so they were down by 7 with a minute and 44 left from their own 38-yard line. And Kaepernick actually led them to the 6-yard line before being tackled short of the end zone by Ndamukong Suh. I believe he was stopped at the 2-yard line. He actually had a pretty good look. He rushed, and it looked like he had a lane to the outside, but for whatever reason, I think he saw Kiko Alonso or someone coming, and so he cut back inside, and by that time, it was just too congested where he was trying to cut back into, and he got laid out pretty hard. I wish he would have continued going outside. Even then, I don't know if he would have got in just because there's someone towards the outside. But I feel like with his speed, he would have at least have had a chance. Who knows? Who am I to say? What happened, the Niners lost the game and can only move on. But I feel like, especially with the way this season has gone and the Niners not being competitive in virtually any of their games this year, of course, when they do get that close, just to see them fail, it's still pretty disappointing. But the right side of things, the bright side of this is that, hey, they still only have one win. They're the second worst team in the NFL behind the Browns. So their draft pick will still be pretty high. And let's face it, we all know the Niners will need a pretty high draft pick if they have any hopes of rebuilding this team in the next few years. Even then, though, with Balky's track record of draft picks over the last few years, I still do not have my hopes too high. I mean, maybe that's just me. Who knows if Balky will even be around come next season, come next NFL draft. I have no idea, but what I do know is, even with Colin Kaepernick playing better as of late, I still want them to draft a quarterback in the first round because that's obviously one of their most glaring needs is a quarterback. You can't really count on Kaepernick. I don't think he's a franchise quarterback at this state in his career, and with the way he's been playing. Don't get me wrong, I'm impressed with how he's played as of late, but he's so way too inconsistent to take this team to the next level, and I think it's about time they draft a quarterback, and I feel like they should have drafted one a long time ago, even if it was in the later rounds. Like, they could have had Derek Carr. He was right there for the taking. They could have had, they could have even had a Dak Prescott. He didn't go to like the 4th round. So they've had opportunities. They just have refused to draft a quarterback, and then this is what you get. So I go either Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Kizer in the next draft. We'll see if that's the case, but I think that would be the most logical pick. Anyways, next week the Niners will be taking on the Bears, who are also a pretty abysmal team. They're 2-9 on the year, so just a tad bit better than the 49ers. Have one more win than them, but Bears fans are probably just as frustrated as the 49ers fan. Maybe not quite as much, but they're still pretty frustrated, I would imagine. One thing they may be cheering about, though, I mean, I'd never cheer about an injury, but the shoulder injury to Jay Cutler will now require surgery to repair it. And, I mean, I know Jay Cutler has really irked Bears fans as of late over the last couple of years. I mean, how could he not? He's another quarterback that's inconsistent. He also comes off as really arrogant, so that could also have something to do with it. But, I mean, the Bears are 8-19 since the start of 2015. So Jay Cutler, he'll be out for the rest of the year, and this could be the end for him in a Bears uniform altogether. He's still in a contract for next year, but they could try to trade him, and or they could even release him, and I don't think it would be too much of a cap hit. I think it was like a $2 million cap hit if they just release him. He's due to make $16 million next year, which, I mean, for his skill set might be a little high, but when you look at the way quarterbacks have been getting paid these last few years, I don't really think that's too steep of an asking price. We all saw what Brock Osweiler got signed for. I think he got signed for, like, to make $18 to $20 million a year, somewhere around there, and he hasn't really done much. So for the asking price of quarterbacks lately, I don't think Jay Cutler's contract is too out of the ordinary. I don't think it's too costly, so I think they could potentially find a trade partner. I don't know, maybe not, just because of all his injuries he's had lately, and he hasn't had the best reputation in the NFL, so maybe not, but I'd really be shocked to see him in a Bears uniform next year. In the meantime, though, Matt Barkley is going to be starting in his spot, former USC Trojan. I haven't really got a chance to see how Matt Barkley's played in the NFL, so that'll be intriguing to see. It'll be interesting to see for me. I think he threw for 3 touchdowns last week and over 300 yards, so he had a pretty solid game. And I expect much of the same against the 49ers just because of how bad their secondary is and how bad their defense is overall. So I honestly wouldn't be shocked if Matt Barkley had a pretty solid game. The only thing is, I don't really think he has anyone to throw to, kind of like the same scenario with the 49ers, except the Bears actually have talent at the wide receiver position. It's just that Alshon Jeffrey suspended, and Kevin White, their first overall draft, their first round draft pick in last year's draft, they drafted him 7th overall. He's missed all but, I think, 4 or 5 games for his NFL career. He missed all last year, and he's missed the majority of this season, all but 4, if I'm not mistaken. So the Bears, they're also having a lot of trouble, and I'm actually interested to see how this game goes. I think if the Niners are gonna win any game for the rest of this season, it could be this game. I mean, with how bad both teams are, hey, this could be a pretty solid game. That's pretty much all I have for today on this podcast. I think what I'm going to do next, I think I'm going to record another podcast sometime in the near future. Probably Warriors Sharks, maybe a little bit of Giants offseason. We'll see, though. In the meantime, I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will see you later.